Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the program. What a beautiful day outside. It's going to be pretty warm. Great day to start the football season up in Manhattan. Good Life Guy is leading a crowd of four lucky people that bid on a package that Mark Hutton and I put together for the Opera Ball. And we're flying them up to Manhattan, picking them up in a limo, taking them to the Hutton Construction Luxury Suite. And they'll enjoy some great wines that I picked out my very own self. And that'll be fun. First day of the football season for K-State and a lot of other folks. That ought to be a good deal. Today the program's going to be a lot of fun. You know, the state fair is right around the corner. Starts Friday after Labor Day, so next week. And no matter when, how old you were, where you were, everybody probably has fond memories of their first time visit to any state fair. And usually it has something to do with food. Well, somebody put together a book that will tell you all about that kind of thing. And that somebody is George Gary. Where do we begin? I don't know how he finds time to write books. Chef, author, culinary educator, world culinary food tour guru, and he put this book together, Fair Foods, the most popular and offbeat recipes from America's state and county fairs. And he's nice enough to let us invade his busy weekend. George, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, congratulations. Back on TV in San Diego on a regular basis?
Yeah, I was off just for a few, 2-3 months. We had some station changes down there.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I was up in Los Angeles doing national shows. So okay. I was kind of excited to be back with some anchors from the past station down in San Diego. So we did a few shows down there. Yeah.
Fun stuff. All right. So you've been on before, and you're a great guest, but my listeners may not remember or they may not have heard that show. Tell us a little bit about your journey in food. Go back to the beginning. What got you interested in what has led you to where you are today?
Oh, boy. I knew I wanted to do something creative when I was thinking of what type of schooling after high school. And this is before we had culinary schools all over the place. There was one in New York and one in San Francisco, and that was about it. And so I went to the community college in Southern California and checked that out, and then started fine-tuning what I wanted to do and started working for Marriott Hotels and some small bakeries and a lot of Hollywood stuff, and then switched over to Disney later on and was with them for almost 10 years until they closed the whole bakery down and bought Frozen, and I thought, what am I going to do? I was watching a morning show, and this before the Food Network started, so this was 93, and I saw this morning show, and I thought, this guy isn't doing a very good job. I could do better, and he was making a pie with a Frozen crust, and so I called the station, and they said, yeah, sure, come on down, so I started becoming a regular on there, and then I started teaching how to do media training with a few people. And more and more chefs were doing things on television. Then the Food Network picked me up that year to travel the country promoting their brand in small markets. So it's kind of hard to realize that the Food Network wasn't everywhere and nobody wanted to take them. They thought a whole 24-hour network just on food. Who would want to watch that thing? And so I went with Robin Leach. In fact, Wichita, Kansas was one of our big cities that we went to. We came to the convention center and did broadcasting from there, and people brought their brownies for us to judge that year. And we just had a great time. So that's kind of how that started. Then I started doing food tours through Europe, and this is my 28th season this year. And my book that we're talking about is number 13, really 12, but I'm adding a 13 because I had to redo a book. So we're we figure if we have to redo one, is it going to be a 13 or 14? And then I have another book coming out next year. So,
wow.
And I think I've been on your program for about 5 or 6 times.
Yeah,
book comes out.
Yeah. I was just looking, Cheesecake Bible, the complete baking book. I think we did. The last time you were on was L.A.'s Legendary Restaurants. What a great book that is.
That book is nothing like I thought it was going to be. I have spoke at the most interesting groups and places, things I never even knew there was such a thing. And these high society clubs, I was at one the other night, and people thought I joined it. And I thought, I don't have the money to join this place. I can come and take their money. But, the California Club, that's what it was in Los Angeles, and then the Art Deco Society, a lot of different places. One of the highlights, I think, was I got to speak at a Hollywood theater that they redid, and it was one of the places my dad and mom would go on dates, and they got to come and see me speak there. So I spoke before an old movie that paired with the book, so that was really fun.
I'll bet. And that's such an important thing. You know, I'm probably a little older than you, and you think back to all the things that were, you know, the frontline entertainment venues and food purveyors in the day, no matter where you grew up. I grew up in Miami, you know, and the folks, their big night out was they'd get together with a couple of friends, and they all had their Playboy Club keys and, you know, they go for a nice dinner and all that stuff. And things change. What you did for L.A., is remarkable. And then to see those buildings now having been repurposed, kind of sad, you know, but still, you covered a lot of great ground. And that was such an important part of that time. I mean, think of it, Dean Martin and all these fancy guys, Frank Sinatra, and that made these places famous, really, you know.
Right. And what's crazy is I'll be talking about a place, and I'll be talking about somebody, and I'll look at somebody probably in their 20s to 30s, and they have this blank stare. Like I'm talking about some foreign thing, and I go, you don't know who that person is, do you? They're like, nope. Sammy Davis Jr. There was a picture that Sammy Davis Jr. knew the owners of this one restaurant, and they weren't married. And back in the 50s, that's just horrible. They weren't married. And so he said, I will run the restaurant for the weekend. You both go off to Vegas. So they went off to Vegas. He cooked burgers. So I was talking about this, and I have a picture of it, of him cooking burgers. And this kid in one of my classes, I call everybody kid that's under, you know, 5 years younger than me.
Yeah, I get it.
Looked at me, and I thought, you don't know who Sammy Davis Jr. is, do you? And they're like, nope. I said, I won't talk about Mae West then.
So
that was another great place. I got to, I had a lady come into one of my classes, or book signings, and she said, would you come to my house and do a salon? I didn't know what one of those were. I thought, well, okay, I'll do anything, but I don't know what that was. But she brought 24 people to her home, and really interesting people. There were some directors and some playwrights and all sorts of things, and it was Mae West's old apartment that we did it in.
Oh, man.
And she rents it out. So, and Mae West is in that former book, so yeah. I thought that was really a great night.
Yeah.
So.
A lot of great books. But we'd be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about your tours to Europe and your time on cruise ships for Holland America, which I think is probably one of the coolest things. You know, I just got back from Bordeaux leading a big group of folks on a Bordeaux wine cruise. And, you know, it was fun. River cruising is different than ocean liner cruising. But to be on an ocean liner and have a couple days at sea and then have someone like you to teach cooking classes and hands-on stuff, it's got to be a real treat, not only for you, but certainly for those lucky enough to attend.
Well, what's sad is it used to be. I did it for 7 years, and just this year they've changed their program with Holland America.
So no.
I'm no longer on the ships. And but, you know, I saw 117 countries in 7, 8 years, and
damn.
I think I did about 60 cruises. And what a great way. The last place I was at was Barcelona and then Casablanca, and I was there in the spring and had a great time. And I knew it was coming to an end because people will say, oh, aren't you upset? And I was like, no, look at all the places I got to go. And I can go back now on my dime and see if I really want to stay there. But, yeah, they've changed their program, which, you know, things change.
Yeah, They do, but that's disappointing because Holland America, I think, was one of the first and did such a great job of emphasizing culinary aspects of their cruise ships. And
yeah, they had the Culinary Council and all sorts of different things that they do. They've brought on a different program that we'll see if it works. You know, of course, all of us that aren't doing this anymore say it's not going to work, but I wish them luck. It just, they gave me a lot of travel, and now I can stay closer to Southern California.
I get it. Well, folks, if you've just joined us, I'm talking to George Geary. To call him just Chef Geary is one thing, but he's so much more. TV personality, has been on the likes of several programs that, of course, I'm sure you have seen. Hell's Kitchen, The Taste with Anthony Bourdain, American Baking Competition with Jeff Foxworthy, just to name a few. And he's got morning shows out in San Diego and in California and all over the place. But more importantly, he writes great books. So go to goodlifeguy.com. I've got links to all of George's online presence from georgegeary.com, and it's G-E-A-R-Y, georgegeary.com. Follow him on Facebook and Twitter. I got links for both. And order this book. There's a link to do that at Amazon. So we're talking about fair foods. No, we're going to talk about
fair foods.
But we had to fill in some of these blanks and then get reacquainted once again with my good friend George Geary. Let's take a break. George, you stand still. We'll be right back. We'll talk a little more about you and your journeys, and then we're going to get into this book. And hopefully towards the end of this segment, you'll talk about your upcoming book. Hey, and don't forget, not this break. Not the next, the third break, the last break, when we say goodbye to George, we're going to give away a copy of Fair Foods, and you'll want one, oh my, especially with the Kansas State Fair coming up. Don't go away, we'll be right back. More food, wine, and fun to come.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.